Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Pastor Bill.
Let's open with a word of prayer this morning. And as we begin, I just want to remind you, I want to read a very familiar verse here, though it's so important for us. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Father, we bow down to you this morning, so mindful of the gift of prayer that you have given us. Mindful, Lord, that in our little group right here and other little groups like it, you have given us the power of prayer. And Lord, we need to be praying. We need to be praying in one way, always, like never before. This may be our last Saturday. One Saturday will be. And if there is a little more time here, we thank you for that, because every day that occurs, there are more that come to you. And Lord, we want to be with you in the worst way. And yet, Lord, you've got us here for a reason. Help us to have that balance between being available for you to do what you have for us to do and not wanting to just get out of here. Lord, this world is a mess. And the leader of this world since World War II has been the United States, and now it's tottering and weak. And so there's weakness in the world, unsettlingness in every area, Middle East, Europe, Asia, here in America. And Lord, we have the opportunity to vote in this republic, and help us, help every single believer to exercise their stewardship in this regard. And Lord, the choices have never been more clear than would seem right now. In one way, as to godlessness, and at least less godlessness, I guess I should say. There's no real godliness totally, but Lord, we do have a very clear calling, and that is to be in prayer. You have said, if my people, that's us, that's the believers, will humble themselves and pray to you and turn from our wicked ways, you've already promised you would hear our voice, you would hear our cries, and you would heal our land. Lord, it's on us now. It's not on anybody else. It's not on them. It's not on those wicked leaders or anything else. It's on the believers. It's on us. Right. And Lord, we're here to pray this morning, but as we've been finishing through the book of Psalms, we come to these last five, and it's all praise. Mm. And so before we go to prayer, we do want to acknowledge who we're even meeting before, and that is you. And Lord, as we look at a psalm this morning that's pure praise, not one petition in this psalm. It's just pure praise. Pure praise from creation. Guide us as we go through this psalm, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, as I mentioned, we have a pure praise song, a pure praise psalm. It's a song, Tehillah. But it's a pure praise psalm this morning from all of creation. And I was just thinking of a couple of things about our Lord, our God. You know, he can listen to 8 billion prayers at once. Can't he?
Yes.
What do you think that sounds like? I don't think it sounds confusing at all, because he can hear every single one of them as though it were the only one. And so I was thinking about praising from all creation. Just think about if we could hear all the praises of creation.
Oh, would that, we're going to get to that someday.
Think about the thunder. Think about a wave crashing. Think about, I don't know how many of you have had the privilege of felling or falling tall trees. There's nothing quite like the sound of a tall tree crashing to the ground. There's nothing like the sound of a big bullfrog or even a cricket. There's nothing like the sound of birds. Nothing like the sounds of whales and sea creatures. And you put all these things together, what a sound that would be. And you would think, that'd be chaos. I don't think so. I think as it comes to our Lord, I think he can hear every one of those sounds together and separately. He hears every one of us today. He knows everything that's going on. He knows every thought we're going to have. He knows every word that's going to come out of our mouth and really out of our heart. And so I just want to go through this little psalm here. It's 14 verses. We kind of wind down. We were at 20 plus verses. Then we come on down and we'll go down to 9 next week. And then the last psalm is only 5 verses or something like that. But as we look at this psalm today, my Bible entitles it Praise to the Lord from Creation. From Creation. Wow. These last psalms, as you know, all began with praise the Lord and end with praise the Lord. And in the Hebrew, it's hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I'll read it and then I'll talk about it just a little bit. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all the depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven. And he has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So there we have it. Pure praise, there's no petitions in that. I can't see any heaviness in that. But we begin, as we mentioned, praise the Lord, and then we have the first six verses here are from the heavens, and the latter part will be from the earth. So this is from above now, and later it'll be from below. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Now, what's in the heavens? Well, we read here, it's in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Now, what are his hosts? Well, we're not totally sure on that, I don't think, but we do know angels are his ministering spirits, right? And we know those are organized into his hosts. They're organized into ranks, we believe. All are to praise him. Now, how long do angels last?
Forever.
They're eternal. So you got angels praising him forever, right? That's what this is saying. They are to praise him forever, and they will praise him forever, as we'll see in just a little bit. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Now, think of that. We've mentioned before, 10 to the 25th power stars. That's a trillion, trillion stars. Now, we've gotten so used to $1 trillion that we don't even think of a trillion as a big number, but that a billion number is a huge number. A million number is a huge number. And this is a trillion times a trillion stars. And he knows them all by name. Think of that. All to praise him. And then the waters above the heavens, that's primarily, we talk about the firmament back in creation, and the waters were above and below. Now they're pretty much above in form of clouds, but things up there above the heavens, above the waters, above the heavens, all are to praise him. And then it says, let them praise the what? The name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. Hallowed be thy name, right?
Yes.
Now, I think, you know, we can get really heavy into prayers, and we can get so really serious in prayer, I think is really good. But there's another side to prayer that I think also is included, for example, like in the model prayer, right? Because we begin with hallowed be thy name. That is not a heavy thing. That's a glorious thing, isn't it? And how do we end that prayer? For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Now, there's nothing heavy about that, is there? There's nothing sad about that. That's glorious. So I can kind of see in the Psalms how we kind of gravitate those that really touch us when we've been down and those when we have great pain and sorrow. And that's important. But there's another side to that, too. There's a side to be praising and just being joyful for who he is, right? And for what he is and what he's given us. So praise him. And then it goes on, for he commanded and they were created. He spoke everything there is into existence by his command. It's here by his command. And then he has established creation. He has also, or he also established them forever and ever. So we've been talking primarily now about heavens, about the angels, so that's forever and ever that somebody already mentioned there, forever, that's true. He has also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. We've got a bunch of decrees, haven't we? Lots of decrees. As long as there's a moon and the stars, there'll be in Israel. That's one of the decrees he made.
Yeah.
Another decree made is a rainbow, right? This entire world will never again be destroyed by flood. However, we got another decree that it will be destroyed by fire, I believe. But all of these things shall not pass away. Now we're going to look at praising him from our vantage point. Praise the Lord, verse 7, from the earth. Right now we're earthbound in these bodies, not spirit. Spiritually, we're really already in effect ascended with him into heaven, sitting at the right hand of God the Father, but not in these bodies. We're still sitting here in the chairs here in this living room this morning. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures. Now, that's not us, but you great sea creatures in all the depths. But then the fire. Oh, we think about all these fires right now, and sometimes we think, oh, fire is bad. Well, you wouldn't do very well without fire. None of you would have been able to drive here this morning without fire. You wouldn't be able to be warm without fire, right? If you didn't ignite the mixture of fuel in your engine, you wouldn't have any power unless you got an electric car. And even then, you had to have power to get the electricity. So it's still, fire is very important here. Fire and hail. Hail in his treasuries, we read, snow and clouds, If it weren't for clouds, we'd never have any rain. It'd all be on the ocean. It wouldn't come on the land very much. So we have the movers of that. And I told you before, there's 1.5 trillion tons of water falls on this earth every day. Think of that. Tons. Again, we got a T, a trillion. 1.5 trillion tons of rain falls every day. And you can't destroy water. So we'll never run out of water. Now you may say, well, my well is empty. Well, we can have concentrations of people and not have be able to get the water to all the people in concentrations. But 1.5 trillion tons a day is plenty of water for as many people as you could ever imagine if it's distributed. So this is all because of His provision.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Stormy wind. Wow. Fulfilling His word. Think of that. We just had a Cat 5 typhoon through parts of China.
Yeah.
10 years ago, I was in Hong Kong on a Cat 5, 150-mile-an-hour winds. And that's another sound. If you want to hear rain hitting a window at 150-mile-an-hour winds, it's a noise. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Stormy winds, what? Fulfilling His word. So who controls those? Who allows those? Who causes those? He does. Mountains and all hills. You know, if you just drive down the freeway in Southern California and you see these mountains and you get a little close to them, that's a big pile of dirt, isn't it? Mountains and all hills. Fruitful trees and all cedars. Amazing that He would name cedars. But notice we've got what wood was used in the temple primarily was the cedars of Lebanon. So the cedars are great tall trees. Maybe not as many as there used to be, but those are being planted as well, I guess. But cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things. Now, the creeping things I have a little skirmish with. I do not like reptiles, but creeping things and flying fowl. And then listen to this, kings of the earth. Hey, kings, praise the Lord. Kings of the earth and all peoples, praise the Lord. That's what this is about. Princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. And again, think about sounds. You know, it's so interesting to listen to young men talk. You know they're young, they're not old. You know they're not children. But then you hear maidens, and there's a difference between maidens and men. I think we're trying to forget that, but there's not. And then there's old men and children. I have, right outside my office at home, we have a family with young children, And when they're out playing, it's just a great sound to hear that. But they're young children. They're not old men. I don't hear old men playing. We've got some old men around, too.
Amen.
But we have young men and maidens, old men and children, all praising the Lord. Isn't that great? All to praise the Lord. Let them praise the name of the Lord. Now, one of the ways we praise the name of the Lord is because we are fallen people, aren't we? And what has He done? He's redeemed us. He's redeemed us to an eternal position. Boy, if that isn't worthy of praise, I don't know what. For His name alone is exalted. For, why, or because. Praise the name of the Lord because His name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven. Isn't that wonderful? His glory. Verse 14, and He has exalted the horn, or that could be translated strength or dominion. He has lifted up or exalted the strength or dominion of His people, the praise of all His saints, and the children. Now, these are spiritual children. They're not literal children of Israel. I think we need to keep in mind there is a significant difference because Paul would say not all of Israel is Israel. but of the children of Israel, and there again we have Israel 62 times in the Psalms. How many times do you have Palestine in the Psalms? How many times do you have Palestine in the Bible? None. I was behind a car this week, a beautiful new Tesla, and it said, Free Palestine on it. And I'm thinking, oh, you don't want to have that right. But, I mean, that's what the Muslims would think, of course. But we read here, the children of Israel and then a people near him. That would include all believers, Jew, Gentile, whatever they were, they're all one in Christ. So this is everything then. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. Help us to praise you, Lord.
Yes.
Help us to praise you, oh Lord. We're so quick to complain and we're so quick to cry out to you, help me, help me. And those are worthy prayers too, but not just always that, because we want to praise you.
Yes.
We want to praise you this morning in our hearts, Lord, and just thanking you for giving us eternal life, Lord. And we know a believer has more than anything in all the world of value. There's nothing in the world that he can even come close to just the salvation of any one person. And it's so wonderful and so important. Lord, help us this morning to praise you and help us to intercede and make our supplications that you would lead us. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for directing us and guiding us and teaching us how to pray. And we really, truly, at least I, do not know how to pray as we ought, but we know that you do. And so may our prayers this morning be led by you. We ask in Jesus' name. So let's pray as the Spirit would lead us. Father, I want to pray for the 5 to 10 to, or how many in each one of us in this circle, close associates, friends, or whatever family that do not know you.
Yes.
We don't know who's yours and who isn't, but we do know those around us who have no interest in you, and we've never seen them be interested in you, and they're filled with the world, and they're not in a good position to take their last breath.
Mm-hmm.
These are the eternal prayers, Lord, for the salvation of the unsaved, and there's nothing that even comes close to that. So as those names would go through each of our minds right now, you know, you put the names in our hearts in the first place. May they repent right now. May they have their pride just absolutely crumbled and broken. May they surrender to you. May they receive you as their Lord and Savior. May they be very clear there is only one God. There is only one God-man, and that was Jesus Christ, who died that we might live, who gave his life that we could live, and there's no one else in the universe that can be said of.
Amen.
And so, Lord, anybody who does not have you, they're lost. I don't care what they believe in, they're lost. And those who are hiding behind orthodoxy and all kinds of rules and regulations and very, very moral and holy people, but they're lost. We pray for them. They're the lukewarm ones. They're the tough ones. They think they're saved and they're not. But you know that all. And so it's not what we think. It is what you think and you know. In that day, will there be those that will say, Lord, Lord, I prophesied in your name. I did miracles in your name. And you will say, depart from me, I never knew you. So, Lord, that relationship is what it's all about, and you have made a way for that relationship that was broken by Adam's sin to be restored. And I pray that gift would be received now.
Yes, Lord.
Today would be the day of salvation, now. We ask in Jesus' name. Let's stand and sing this last song. We'll have a 5,000 person choir singing this song, a little bit louder than our group. But to God be the glory. Father, we thank you for meeting us here this morning. May we have praise on our lips this day for you. May all creation praise you. You are worthy to be praised. Bless each one here, Lord, and you know the needs. We thank you in advance for meeting those needs. You will meet what we need if we're walking with you. We know that. We know that all things will work together for good for those who are walking with you and are they called. And that means your will be done, not our will be done, Lord. So help us. That's the big problem we have, always wanting our will and not your will. So bless each one because they came, Lord. And thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.